Well, here we are. Thanks again for coming. Thought more people were joining us, but apparently everyone else had better things to do, I guess. Let me just get the lights. Wait. Oh no. Oh no, no, no. Are you kidding me? Come on, Dad. You were supposed to fix a damn circuit breaker months ago. I bought all this food, too. Now it's going to spoil. I'm so sorry about this. If my father was a man of his word, we'd have electricity and heat, and I'd be cooking us a nice pot roast right about now. Did you pack a flashlight? Good. Let's go outside. Maybe we can fix it. So weird how dark it is out here. Almost like the moon disappeared. Ow! Jesus Christ, what the hell was that? Felt like my ankle just twisted backwards. Gotta sit down for a second. This hurts. Can you shine the light? By my feet? Well, my ankle's not backwards, thank God, but oh my God. I tripped over my dad's toolbox. But of course I did. Please tell me you know how to fix a circuit breaker. You do? Finally, something good happens on this godforsaken trip. Here, take the toolbox with you. The breaker's just around the corner. I'll stay here and prop myself up against this tree. Now go. You're back. Were you able to fix it? There's a lock on the box, and it's frozen over. Forget what I said about this being a godforsaken trip. God is here. He's just laughing at me. Well, it would be a good idea to just go back home, but I've been planning and preparing this trip for months. I'm not going back without spending at least one night here. You'll stay too? Awesome. In that case, can you carry me back, please? My ankle feels like it's on fire. Thanks again for carrying me. Just lay me down on the couch there. Wait. Why are you going back out? Oh, wood for fire. Well, be safe. My goodness, that dude's so reliable. I'd be dead out here if he hadn't come. Oh, good. You're back. I got a ton of wood. Awesome. Let me help you with that. Finally, some heat in this cabin. Doesn't seem like I broke my ankle, but it is starting to swell, though. Wait, are those cold compresses? Hand me some. Thanks. I suppose you don't have some painkillers packed in there as well? Now, that is much better than painkillers. Bring it here. And that's how Disco really died. So if you see someone cruising towards you with bell bottoms, a gold medallion, a big afro, and roller skates, I can only mean one thing. That the boogeyman is coming to get you. Dun dun dun. Hey, I never said that my story was gonna be good. I think I deserve a pass for freestyling an entire mythos while high. You know, though, really calm and clutch. You got a flashlight, a cold compress, some dry food, like these awesome potato chips, and one of the best strains I've ever smoked. Were you the Boy Scout in the previous life? Oh, you actually were a Boy Scout for 11 years. Guess I got lucky when you decided to come. Oh, me? I was in the Girl Scouts for a year, but I got kicked out because according to my den mother, I wasn't ladylike enough. Wanted to do all the stuff the boys were doing, but instead, she had us knit and garden and sold cookies. Nothing wrong with those things, per se, but we deserve to be exposed to more, you know? Especially when you see the boys learning how to hunt and survive in the wilderness and have those fun little wooden car derbies. Luckily, my then mother eventually got banned. I guess according to her, embezzlement is considered ladylike. Yeah, I used to be quite the tomboy. Up until my sophomore year of high school. That was when I had my first crush, Gerald Perkins. I heard a rumor that he liked girly girls, so I started acting and dressing more feminine. And it got his attention. We dated for a few months before he cheated on me at the school bookworm, surprisingly. Still a bit of tomboy art, though. I just do that stuff sometimes in a skirt and heels now. But yeah. Gerald cheated on me, might have been for the best. I looked him up recently, and he's a conspiracy nut on Twitter. He really thinks lizardmen invented 5G to make us think the Earth is round, because they're hiding some alien ship runaway on one of the corners. I haven't really hung out before, you know? You're so easy to talk to. Plus, we practically have the same circle of friends. And we even have two classes together. Yeah, me either. But I'm glad we are now. I learned a lot about you, and not just from this fun little chat either. With what's happened tonight, I also learned you're thoughtful, headstrong, quick thinking, also one step ahead. And it's pretty cute. I'd even say you're bordering on hot. You think the same about me, huh? Well then, how about we do what hot people do best? I don't know if it's the weed or what, but I'm super fucking wet right now. Take off these clothes. God, this is some good shit you brought. Feels like my entire body is on vibrate when we kiss. My pussy tastes so good. Want some? Here, come taste it off my tongue. Pussy's pounding right now. Give me your hand. Pussy's tingling so much, like fireworks are going off. Don't stop. Oh god, I'm getting close already. Quick, slap my ass. You got such strong hands. harder, harder. So good at this. Oh, so good. Oh, God, I'm coming. I just keep getting my hands. I'm fingering my pussy. Amazing. I think my heart's gonna pop out. And look at how hard you are now. Your dick looks so tasty, but before I suck it, you like that? Using my spit to lube up that pretty cock of yours? You're in this for being a hero tonight. Such a good little boy scout, aren't you? Or better yet, a good boy. Your dick just touched in my hand. You like that? You like being called a good boy? I bet you like it even more if I was your mommy for tonight, huh? I know that torturing, yes. Well then, looks like mommy's gotta properly reward her good boy for all that he's done for her tonight. Mommy's plump lips wrapped around your big boy cock. You taste so good. My good boy, your dick might just become mommy's new favorite treat. Now mommy's about to do something very special for her good boy. Are you ready? Mommy's gonna swirl her index finger right around your cute little starfish. Don't be scared, okay? My good boy, just relax and let mommy take control. Now relax. Good. Now mommy is going to slowly shove her finger up her baby boy's cute little butthole like this. What a good boy. Mommy's gonna... Mommy's so proud of you. Taking that finger in so easily. I think that deserves a special reward. You love how mommy deep throats that beautiful cock while taking your prostate with my nails. Mommy's got one more treat for her good boy. Get on the couch. Now put your knees on the couch cushion and face your ass towards me. Good boy. You ready? Mommy's about to make you come so hard. Didn't expect mommy to start licking and eating your ass, did you? Mommy just wants to pamper her special boy and make him feel nice and relaxed. My baby boy is getting so spoiled by his mommy, isn't he? Nice and sloppy ass eating while getting his dick and balls played with all at the same time. Mommy just wants to be the best little slut her baby boy ever had. I can tell you're getting close. Your dick's throbbing so much. It's wagging up and down like a puppy dog's tail. That's so cute. My baby boy, ready to give mommy all that big boy juice of yours? That's it. Be a good boy. Be a good boy for mommy. Shoot out all that good boy juice. You love mommy, don't you? You love mommy, don't you? My good boy loves his mommy so much. Doesn't mommy deserve all your sperm? She works so hard deep throating your delicious cock, fondling your balls, all packed with cum, even licked and ate her ass. Like the tasty treat that it is. Mommy gave you so many good treats. Now it's your turn to treat her. Come for me. Come for me now. That's it, baby. Good boy. Drain those cum-filled balls until they're empty. Shoot out those thick ropes of jizz for mommy. Don't you feel so relieved to let it all out? Mommy loves milking her good boy so much. Looks like you still have a bit left hiding in your cock. Bad boy. Are you trying to hide your cum from mommy? I'm gonna have to punish you by sucking the rest of the bad boy juice out. My big boy sperm tastes so good. I guess I can forgive you, my good boy. And just look at my baby boy's cute little home. Just keeps opening and closing like it's calling out for mommy. Let me give it one more lick. Is my good boy all satisfied? Come lay your head on mommy's lap. You must be so tired from coming so much for mommy. You know, this night could have been a total disaster, but thanks to you, it ended on a high note. I really appreciate it. The date when my ankles healed up? Well, it's kind of backwards asking for now, isn't it? But sure, I'd love that. Now let's get some sleep. Heading back to campus first thing tomorrow morning. Sweet dreams, my good boy.